Aloha.
Welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 385 of the show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for subscribing to our Red Circle page. Those of you that do, those of you that are interested in getting all of our bonus content, you can do so via the link on the show notes right now. You can just click there, and for $5 a month, you get the full show delivered to you each week, sans commercials, a day early. Well, the night before. I mean, technically the day before, but you know, several hours before anybody else can get it. And you also get everything that we talk about. So if you're not subscribed to the full show, you're probably not going to, you're definitely not going to hear us talk about a Florida woman that was arrested for lewd acts during a virtual chat with her inmate boyfriend. I could do a whole show on that. That's like, I just read that and that's all I want to talk about. That's all I care about for the next week of my life. That's very interesting to me. You probably aren't going to hear us talk about the chipmunks in Lake Tahoe that have the plague. The bubonic plague is back. As if there aren't enough plagues. We got new plagues and chipmunks got it. We're going to talk about that. You're not going to hear it unless you're you subscribe to our bonus content. You're probably not going to hear about the, well, there's a TikTok trend where people eat frozen honey and it's making their guts explode, and not in the good way. You're not going to hear about that. Oh, and I've been really wanting to talk about this. This may or may not get onto the regular show. We'll see. But we're going to talk about how Deborah Winger quit the movie A League of Their Own because Madonna's such a bad actress. She couldn't possibly stomach the idea of having been in a movie with her. That's genius. I love that. And more. So subscribe and get everything. You get everything we do. There's a couple therapies show dropping this week. Any kind of bonus content we do when we do movies or whatnot, it's all there on the Red Circle subscription page. So subscribe. It costs $5 a month or $50 a year, and you get everything we do. Additionally, if you would like to reach out and be a friend of the show, you can call us 949-464-TBLS-8257 is the phone number. Leave us a voicemail. Those are always fun. Similarly, you can email us mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Reach out there. Always good to hear from the listeners. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I think I've read my favorite tweet of all time today. It's by somebody I don't know, Luke Taylorgo.
Yeah.
The tweet is, one time when I was 12, a Geek Squad guy came to my house and the computer was so fucked up from porn. He took me aside when my parents were upstairs and was like, "Hey man, hey man, you can't keep doing this. I'm not going to tell them, but you have to find a better way."
Yeah. That is, I actually saw that too. I saw that too. Cause it's real. That's real.
It's just so great. Like the Geek Squad guy pulling the kid aside and be like, you have to find a better way.
Right. It's, hey buddy, like I know calm your down. Secret. I'm not going to tell him.
We've all been there, but Jesus, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, calm that was down. A time just the downloading back then, you know, you had to
LimeWire. You would sometimes get the porn you asked for. Sometimes you decidedly did not.
No. And you'd have to wait like a day for like a,
oh, it was an like overnight job.
Yeah. For like a 5-minute clip. You'd have to wait.
Dark times.
You do that thing where you're like, I'll just pick out like 30 of them, come back like in a day and a half and see what's actually there. And then you come back
bad.
Yes. Some of them you go, the description would be one thing. And then you click on it and it was fucking Lemon Party. on the other end.
I feel like a third of the films were Lemon Party.
These kids, oh, totally. These kids these days, I should ask my son's friends about this. They don't know how good they have it with the porno.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I mean, can you imagine being like, oh, that sounds good. And then the next day when it's done downloading, it's like, oh, two girls, one cup again.
Yes. Jesus. Yes. 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 This is a brutal time. And then, of course, it would just fucking destroy your computer.
Oh, it was a mess.
Malware, viruses, fucking pop-up shit. I mean, couple days on Kazaa and your fucking computer was fucked.
Yeah.
And why are we lauding Bill Gates? Why is Bill Gates revolutionized computers? Oh yeah, he made computers that ran like complete shit.
Most certainly.
Because of their open, hey, anybody can make a software. Hey, guess what? I don't want anybody to be able to make a software for my computer because that means anybody can make a virus.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Disgusting. And then they go, oh, here's this maniac with a meth addiction. He makes antivirus that, you know what it does? Makes your computer 5 times slower and makes it run like more shit. Oh, cool. What a device. Meanwhile,
cool, thanks.
Meanwhile,
you die in a French jail somewhere.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, RIP, by the way. Meanwhile, you get one of these beautiful Apple computers. And yeah, they cost 4 times more. They're much more expensive. But you know what? You open them up and they start right away. You don't have to wait for them to boot. There's no boot happening. They're just on. Turn it on.
No booting.
And nobody can write a program for it. You know who can write a program for it? Steve Jobs. Whoever Steve Jobs says can write a program for it, can write a program for it. You know what? No fucking viruses. Runs perfect every time. That's what I like. That's who we should be lauding. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
A couple of things. First, I've brought it up before. I'm sure you've brought it up before. Long wait today at the doctor's office. My son, starting middle school, has to get the, a couple meningitis shot and something else, right? Yep. It was time. And it took for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And I know the doctor, the pediatrician there, and she was apologetic, but like, you know, just short-staffed. But waiting sucks. But now we have like little computers we can travel with. Like, we'll survive.
Yep.
And I'm full of fucking passive aggressive monsters everywhere in the waiting room, not making it better. They've got the crying baby and they're like, yes, it is a long time we're waiting. I can't believe we've been here 45 minutes doing that, talking to their baby, like right next to me. Like, you're not going to move faster in the line. Nothing's going to move quicker by you doing that bullshit. And the other lady like saying to her daughter, yeah, when I put in an hour and a half on that meter, of course I didn't think we'd reach it. And now I'm not even sure. And like, it was everywhere. And lots of loud sighs. And nobody wants to be inconvenienced. Nobody wants to be waiting a long time. And if there is somebody who is doing a shitty job on the other end of that line, your sighs are what they're going for.
Like, oh, yeah. That's a win.
It's not going to work.
What is the theory in the doctor's office, though, where there you get there and you have an appointment time and you get there, but you still wait. You wait 30 minutes in the waiting room and then you wait another 15 minutes
on the butcher paper
on the in the room. Like, how what's happening there?
I mean, yes, yeah. Larry they're double booking good stuff on that. Yeah. Yes, they're double booking. The only thing I would say is, this pediatrician office, you've got the appointments and then you have all the sick babies and this and that.
Yeah,
so
you got to come in the other door for that. Yeah.
And they come in the other door where it's like the smoking section on a plane.
Yes.
Like, you come in through the other door, but you're all breathing the same air. But anyway, it was a bad situation. The doctor said there were two people who called out. They're just a short staffed. And it's like, I've known this woman for 15 years, 13 years. And okay, I feel your pain and I get it. I get you don't want all these people pissed off, but me sighing or doing or talking to my kid that everyone can hear, it's all performative bullshit and they can all go fuck themselves.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves. I agree with that.
And finally, I'm going to make a controversial to me statement. I'm not trying to be political, but I'm about to praise one of the people I hate the most. I honestly think Donald Trump should be thanked for us getting out of Afghanistan.
Nobody
was going to do it. If Trump kept it going, Biden would keep it going.
Yeah.
It's because Trump put the wheels in motion for something that just didn't work. And if you cared about our troops, you'd know you wouldn't want them being in a hostile territory where there was never going to be a win.
That's right. We lost.
When everybody, when we grew up, we have to learn the lessons of Vietnam. This was fucking Vietnam. This was much, much worse, much more expensive, much longer. But like, if the minute you pull out, people are grabbing onto the plane wings.
Yeah.
And the Taliban, these people live in caves, a lot of them. Like, that's true. They could wait us out for 75 years. That's 20 years, nothing. They could wait anything.
The Vietnamese did. Yep.
And so I know that they're trying to scrub the legacy. Like, Pompeo's really, really doing some gymnastics trying to change what they were trying to do. But I honestly think the way Trump did almost everything was, you know, tactless and foolish.
He said,
these generals, I say, why are we still there? And these generals are like, we just need a little more time. And I noticed it's almost two decades and it's just time. It's enough. Yeah. And that's the attitude you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
And Trump did that. And I've said this before. The one thing, he was not about war. Nobody should be about war. And that's the one thing one argument doesn't have to do with the other. Of course, we should be looking out for all the people that are going to die because they helped us translate and shit like that. Vietnam, we took on a couple hundred thousand refugees. Now we're at 15,000 or something. Like, yes, we need to take on the refugees because that was our fuck up. But yes, if you don't care about people being murdered for trying to help you, you're a psychopath.
Sure.
But my only point was, like, it was never going to have a good ending. The thing, it was a mess from the start, and it proves that we weren't building a democracy. We were just occupying territory to the tune of 100 balloons per year. Fucking nonsense. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's insane. It was a grift. It was pointless.
So we could get Betsy DeVos's brother and Blackwater.
So we could, so we could enrich corporations. And I've said many times, there is no one that supports the troops more than me. I support them so much. I don't want them to die and be maimed for no reason.
Of course.
For corporate interests. Now do Iraq. Now do Syria. Now do Somalia. Yeah. Now do Yemen.
I know. It's all profoundly sad. And I, of course, my heart breaks for these people that are fucked over there.
Yeah.
But we were not helping things by being. And if people think, all right, so if there's a terrorist attack in 2 years and they're like, see, we were keeping it safe. The world was no safer by us being there. We were not keeping terrorists.
No.
The terrorists from 9/11 weren't coming from Afghanistan anyway.
Right. And so, 6 trillion in wars later. Keep buying that line of bullshit that we can't afford national health care.
Right. Anytime somebody says, where's the money for it? And I know, like, I'm saying it in a sense
that,
like,
the fuck up.
I'm not trying to be political. I'm just saying this is once again proof that war just is not not like the old movies where the bad guy, where there's a clear Hitler just taking over territory. It hasn't been like that in a fucking century.
Yeah.
Look at all Korean War. Somebody explain how that was a good thing. Like, all of these things, you just kind of occupy territory and some people die and then some people don't. And then what is solved? Vietnam fell in like 6 months. This is going to fall in 6 minutes, whatever.
Yep. No big deal.
It's fucking horseshit. And we should care about people. And if you're fiscally conservative, you shouldn't be okay with spending over $100 billion a year on something that means nothing.
Of course not. Yes.
Of course not.
That's where people's ideologies fall apart. Their supposed ideologies fall apart where they're like, I don't want to spend money on black people at home, but I will spend it on brown people abroad, killing them.
But it's not an underhanded, like, I really think that was Trump. in the one time he was like, this doesn't make sense, and I'm just going to make my declaration and have it so, that's why we're moving out. And you can say, well, he didn't really want that. Of course, he wanted to end it, and it's ending. If he was still president, it would end too.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of wish, though, they would have let him have that peace summit at Camp David with the Taliban on 9/11.
On 9/11?
That he wanted to have?
Yes.
Like,
amazing.
That would have been awesome. That would have been really, like, put a button on things. Yeah. Ed, I'm going through a real crisis here. The AC fan went out on my car.
That happened to me once, and they pretty much told me I needed a new car.
Yeah, well, so I called my guy, and I'm like, hey, here's what's going on. I go, it's the AC blower, and he's like, nah, it's not that. And I go, well, I was driving it, and it made a real grindy sound, and then it smelled like burnt shit, and then the fan didn't work anymore. And he's like, yeah, it's probably the fan. So I'm like, just give me – what's the number? You know, like, let's give me a number. And he quoted me about $600. And this is like my, and I knew it was, I know it's not a lot of labor. No. I know it's not. It's the part that's expensive. So I went and looked up a video on YouTube. Come and I'm on. Like, I could probably do this. Well, hold on. And then I went and looked on Amazon, and I just bought like the Chinese instead of the German. I bought the Chinese version of the fan, and it was like $90. So, but I haven't tackled it yet. I'm now intimidated. This is what I do. I get what I need to do the thing. And then
how would you do
it? I don't act.
Like what is the basic idea of how you would change that?
You go, it's under the dash. And I know people listening know how to do this. It's under the dash, and it's just a couple screws, and then a couple more screws, and then you unhook shit, and then the getting it out is hard or is easy, but it's the getting in because you have to line it up with the ducting to get it in there, and that's what worries me because I'm not good in like tight,
I'd be terrible at that.
Situations. But Ed, it is so fucking hot now that I'm just like dying in my vehicle. I'm driving. I had to drive. And plus traffic is back. So it's combined situation where I'm on the road for a lot longer and I'm just sweating and I'm in a bad mood and I'm fucking grumpy. And I'm like, if I were just cooler,
yeah,
this would be easier. Yeah.
I'm in a bad place if I'm hot like that. I'm just, yes. My life is worse. And yes, this is the most environmentally unfriendly and excessive thing I do, but our central air is on from like the beginning of April till Halloween.
Oh, you need like, it.
It's you need on it, buddy. And right now we're having a problem where the pipe keeps freezing up and the guy's like, all right, you gotta turn it off, let the ice melt, and then we'll look for coolant or if there's a leak or something like that. He's like, well, we'll be there sometime next week. Well, it melts.
What, are you gonna leave it
off melts
for
in a cup. Yeah, it melts in a couple hours. So guess what? I'm going to have a poorly performing air conditioner, and then you tell me when you're going to be there in a couple hours, and then I'll turn it off. I'm going to turn it off for a week. It's like high 80s here. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah, no. And humid. You got the humidity,
it's
so
gross.
It's sticky.
It's gross.
It's the balls. The balls are sticky.
Bat wings.
Yeah, the armpits. I'm super fat right now, so like everything's like I'm just sticking. A little more sweaty, you know, just – feel disgusting. So I'm going to
you're in your car, and car can be stressful enough. You're going to be hot and on edge.
Yes.
You're going to be defense.
Yes.
You're going to be Michael Douglas.
Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen.
I think his AC was out.
His AC was out. He was driving on the same freeways I drive on. It's going to be the same fucking thing. I'm going to go
defense.
Hear
a story of you're going to go into a Korean grocery.
Yes. I'm going to get that haircut.
Take a turn. Oh, it's a pretty sweet haircut.
Yes, it's a great haircut. That's a pretty good movie, by the way.
It is.
So I'm holding myself accountable. This is why I'm putting it out into the ether. I'm putting it out to the audience that I'm going to tackle this blower fan this weekend. I'll probably put it on my Insta stories.
could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
So along with my letters to Elon Musk and my gas station meat stick reviews, look for me to be fixing my own air conditioning blower fan this weekend in my apartment driveway.
I mean, I'm going to do it. Be without.
No, you need it. You need it. And $600 versus $100 and me like yelling and shit for a while and being stressed. It's worth it. It's worth the savings. It's worth the $500 savings for me to stress on it a little bit.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. I got this.
You're not saving $100.
No, I'm not. I'm saving more than that. I'm saving five times more than that. So it's worth it. Yeah.
I just want to say I did watch that Val Kilmer doc.
Very good.
But as much as I was prepared to be depressed, it's a bummer. Yeah, he is. It's a bummer. Oh, he's forever fucked by that cancer.
Yeah, the cancer fucked him.
I'm fine now, but no, you can't understand. Without the subtitles, I tried to like not look at the subtitles. No idea what he was saying.
He, I heard him a couple years ago. There's a local radio show hosted by the great Sex Pistols guitarist Steve Jones, Jonesy's Jukebox. And he had Val Kilmer on a couple times. And I listened, and Val Kilmer would have to like bring a buddy with him to translate. You know, because it's
Kilmer's son sounds just like him.
Sounds a lot like him.
Yeah, when he was narrating part of it.
Yeah. I felt really bad when he had to sell his land. You know, he ran into some money trouble.
Yeah.
You know, all he wanted to do was make great art. And so if he was in something shitty, you know, like he's like, oh, I was in this Batman thing, and he was this fuck, and he's like, the suit was fucking stupid. He's like, I couldn't hear anybody. He's like, it was pointless.
That was the big thing. He couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, he's like, finally I decided I'm just going to play this like I'm on a fucking soap opera. Just like cheese it up, you know, like who gives a fuck? This thing's stupid anyway. But I felt real bad when he had to sell his land.
It was bad, but I felt worse when he started doing the Comic-Con thing and he's signing Tombstone pictures and like just talking to people through his trach box. It was sad.
I forgot about that. Well, because he was like, he's like, I know some people just do this for the money. And he's like, but for me, he's like, I really like meeting the fans. And I'm like, okay, come on. That's the last thing you like. And they're like, sign it. You can always be my wing to Gary. Yeah.
I'm your Huckleberry, Gary.
Yeah. You can be my wingman anytime. Sign Val, Iceman, Kilmer. P.S. You're the best. And if I didn't have this trach box, I would definitely suck your dick right now, Gary. And it's like, what, dude? Hey, I'm only writing my name, guy. I'm just doing my name.
But it is a reminder. I mean, he was a real talent. Like he was
a real talent.
Real talent, handsome. You know, it's sad. What has become of him? But you know, they try to put a happy spin on. He seems like he does enjoy his kids, and
very
like,
much so.
He does have love in his life, which you know, when you would see what was going on with who was the handsome guy that got in the motorcycle accident and just drank himself to death?
Jan Michael Vincent.
Yeah, Jan Michael Vincent. Yeah. He was just a sad sack for like 20 years.
He really was. Yeah.
But and like Kilmer is just somebody that you see so much has been stripped from him, but he does have love in his life.
He does. It seems like he's very close with his kids. He seems like he has a good relationship with the ex-wife. I will say, and I'm not, no judgment, because I love the guy. And he's one of these guys that was so beautiful that his talent is somehow reduced in people's eyes.
Yeah.
Because he was just so handsome that you forget that he was also a great fucking actor with tremendous range who could do comedy. He could do drama, obviously. He could do like big characters. You know, he was great. Yeah. I will say, though, like there's something's got to happen to, because he's not that old, right? He's like
right
60 or in his early 60s.
Yeah, you know, I would say he's 60.
Yeah, I'd say he's about 60. He looks a little rough considering how beautiful he started out. I'm just saying, like, you got to like help that along, I think. He's like a little too much sun, a little too much, right. Maybe some other stuff. I don't know. Just seems like he went a little hard, but yeah,
he was living the life.
Yeah. It's a tough watch, but it's a good movie. And he's a guy that you root for and just everyone loves. He's great.
One other thing on Netflix, I believe I saw the Malice in the Palace documentary.
I watched it too.
And, it's just interesting how differently it would play today.
Totally.
But any goon who, I mean, we've said this, there have been many stories. If you do anything to an athlete that could kick your ass if you tried that on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm all in favor of you getting mashed by that dude. You don't own them.
No.
Like, they should be able to go into the crowd. And that fuckface who got onto the floor and squared up. You're going to square up against Ron Artest?
Yeah.
And he was all proud of himself. They got him today. He was interviewed.
Oh, yeah. He was so proud of himself. Who was the goon? Was it the guy that came on the floor? Jermaine O'Neal slipped. He went to go light him up.
Oh,
and he slipped. So he did because the floor was all wet. So he didn't connect. Jermaine O'Neal has to be so happy. Yeah.
Because Jermaine O'Neal would have killed him.
Oh, yes. I mean, he's 6'10". Like, just the idea. These guys are the greatest athletes there are. Like, you don't.
Yeah. And you can't even comprehend. Huge. They're not. They don't seem like regular. If you see, I've seen, you know, Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly looks like a regular guy. An regular NBA guy. Steph Curry looks like the little guy, and he's 6'3".
Yeah, like, exactly.
These guys are giants. They are. Giant. And a guy like Jermaine O'Neal was massive and 6'10", 6'9". Yeah. Like, come on.
It was interesting because you forget that like Ron Artest met a world peace was like the, you know, he was seen as like kind of unhinged. He was a great player, by the way. People forget.
Yeah. But I know. I wanted the Knicks to take him out of St. John's. And
he was considered like this sort of wild guy. And now he's like come through it and he's very like zen and
he was very upfront with his mental issues and therapy. And like, he was very introspective. I mean, Jermaine O'Neal comes across as a very thoughtful guy that was like, you know, people were on the court and I started, you know, getting after it. But like, he seemed perfectly. And the best, Steven Jackson's like, they were fucking with my guy. And so I don't know what the grand plan was, but I was going to go fuck some people up.
Yeah. That's who you want as a friend.
He's your teammate. He's the guy.
You want Steven Jackson in your corner. Steven Jackson, that's why you could tell he was like so hurt, because after the season, Ron Artest asked for a trade and Steven Jackson was like, hey, he's like,
I lost a lot of money.
Yeah. Like, I thought we were bros in this, you know, and also we're a pretty good team. Like, what the fuck? This is bullshit. It's worth watching.
Well done. And it's not that long. It's like 70 minutes or something.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I'm like, oh, are there more episodes of this? Because I was like way into it. Yeah, and it goes pretty quick. The other thing is, if we're talking TV, the other thing is the new Cocaine Cowboys.
There's a new one?
Yeah, there's a new one. And it's like different. It's like, it's the same guy, Billy Corbin, and it's Miami, and it's just like a little bit later. And it's just like similar stories without as much like
I love the first
machine
one.
Gunning people with their kids in the car.
Yeah. And
as in the first one, like this one's a little more lighthearted, but still just bonkers. Like Miami is not part of the regular world where normal things happen. Like it's the only place in the world where this could exist because it just doesn't operate like anywhere else. It's really good. I would.
That guy, Billy Corbin, he's buddies with my brother-in-law. And I remember like him sending some funny clips over the years. Like he's a really interesting dude.
Yeah, he's good. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel.
Whatever happened to old Ish? I haven't heard from him in a while.
He's probably on episode 135 or so.
He does. Yeah, he's got. He's really going to have to, if he catches
what
up.
What episode are we up to?
385.
Jesus.
Yeah, so.
It's a lot of shows.
So if he's going to catch up, I mean, he's really going to go through the range of emotions. Let's just say that. It's like.
We're here for all of them.
Right. He's like, there might be some things that he liked about this show that he doesn't know about that yet. So we'll see.
Maybe
he reaches out to us and lets us know how he's affected by that. Okay. Let's do a voicemail.
Hey guys.
LSU. Yeah. Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
As we record today is August 17th.
Somebody else's birthday too, right? Didn't somebody these mentions. It's tough to keep up with them. But we got two birthdays. I know Lala.
Oh, we did? Oh, I don't know
There's somebody else.
I know Lala. Happy birthday,
LSU.
Well,
happy birthday and to whoever else, happy birthday to you too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, the whole Telly and Dola whatever you want to call their mess right now, it's still got me upset, but there has been one good thing to come out of it. You know, since they're not really hanging out much anymore, me and Telly have actually been able to hang out a little bit and bond. So it's been nice. And he and I are actually on our way to get his girlfriend's daughter's school supplies right now. And I'm sorry. Never mind. It's her school supplies, not his daughter. Anyway. So. Hopefully Dola and Telly can get their stuff back together again because we need all that's right in the world again, guys.
Yeah.
So please help them out.
I agree. Time to mend fences, guys. It's time to make
That's my goal. By the end of the year, we're going to mend this thing.
I think so too. I think it's time. Feel like feelings were hurt on both sides. I feel like we can come together again. We can play Naked Xbox. I don't know if you know this, Ed, but since we recorded, remember when we recorded, one of the big coming together moments of the Dola and Telly peace treaty was when they both complimented each other on their prowess at Xbox Live. Yeah. And we learned that at the time Dola was number six in the world, ranked number six in the world on Xbox Live Golf behind some Aussie. We've since learned that Dola's upped his ranking to number five.
Wow.
The fifth, number five best Xbox Live Tiger Woods golf player on the planet. Like that's somebody you want to have in your corner. You want to go to war with, you know, he's kind of like your Steven Jackson,
right?
You know,
that's right.
You want a guy like that to back you up when you're playing as Pitbull against some 13-year-olds on the internet, nude, you know, like that's
he's the grown man you want to take to that middle school Xbox Live party. Yes,
that's right. So guys, work it out. Let's get it together. Let's figure it out. We love you both. Okay, quick email. Brian and Ed, have you seen these kooks with memorial decals in their back windshields? I saw one the other day. for someone who was born in 1942.
Oh,
Grandma didn't leave us too soon, buddy. What's the oldest someone can be to justify this public display in your guys' opinion? That's from Dean. P.S. Can I write the foreword for Ed's new book? I mean, we could make that a contest. Like, if we get to 1 million downloads by the time you're next, time you're ready to send it to the publisher.
Now, what I will say is the first edition is going to go out as is. If the sales justify it,
right, there you go.
I'll gladly let you write a chapter.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yes. No, that's
let's see how the sales go.
I'm with that. Yeah.
That book is done. It's just waiting for the time to come out. It's done. It's formatted. Everything is ready to roll.
Wow. You're a machine, dude. Really impressed.
So I would say I live in a very diverse.
Oh yeah.
Community, and you see a lot more decals.
Yep.
in certain communities.
Yes, yeah. Similarly, where I live, it's very common to see those. I would like a justification, because a lot of times it's like, RIP, you know, Ronnie, 1983 to 2012, gone too soon. But I need, because I'm always like, oh, fucking guy bought it on his street bike going too hard around the corner on the Angeles Crest Highway. You know, like,
yeah,
you assume you're like, oh, heroin overdose for sure.
I sadly read every obituary looking for the cause.
Yeah.
That very rarely comes, especially like if you see somebody your age, you're like,
yeah,
you know, oh no. Like what is it? Drugs? Is it something that I'm not on the path to, or is it some ailment that could get me tomorrow? Like, I don't know, but I am always curious and I feel it's a real service when they do let you know, like,
yeah,
you know, some celebrities, even we don't know for a long time, like Marky Post, we found out.
Cancer.
She was having a 3.5 year battle with cancer, and
yep, horrible.
There it is.
Horrible.
But at least I got clarity. I'd be like, well, Marky Post, she wasn't that old.
No,
she's 70, older than I thought. But
70's
yeah,
too young to go.
It's too young for sure.
It's too young to die. They should have, there should be a little on the memorial decal. If I would say the person's got to be like over 50. I'm sorry. You can't do the decal. I'd say really like over 30 is not a decal worthy death, in my opinion. Like, yeah. I get it. You loved Tio and he was, you know, he was the life of the party, but you know, he was 47 and he had a drinking problem and he's, you know, didn't wake up one night. Like,
right.
That's sad, but it's not a sticker.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it's, but if it's your 27 year old cousin that, you know, catches a hot spot in a fake Vicodin that he bought off the street, I want a little knowledge of that, you know? Hey.
Yeah.
Or like,
I get the death post is a cultural thing. That's not going to happen in my specific. It's not in my purview.
Right.
However, I get it does happen. But a little clarity would certainly help.
RIP Hector. And then just like in parenthesis, ball cancer.
Right.
Get
them checked.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because then it could be. Then you. Or here's. I just thought of it. Here's the thing. We'll do the math on it. You have the memorial tattoo or tattoo sticker. And then somewhere else nearby on the vehicle, you have the corresponding ribbon. The black ribbon denoting whatever, yellow ribbon.
That's pretty good.
Whatever ribbon. And then we go, oh.
Let me do some research. I'll do it.
Yes, this looks like this looks like an epileptic seizure, you know, because I see the multicolored ribbon on there. You know, I'll do two and two. Oh my God, accidental drowning. I see it, you know, it's like be water wise or whatever, like watch out for your keep an eye on your pool, you know, and then it's right next to it is the memorial. And you go, okay, all right, I got it. You know, it's just a little heads up. I've been making fun of this, and it's probably rightly so. I follow a lot of skateboard Instagrams, and a lot of the skaters, similar to professional wrestlers, they tend to go before their time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a live hard kind of community.
It is. So you see the memorial and the GoFundMe and all that. And then I can't tell you, Ed, how many hours of my life, I would like to know, honestly, how many hours of my life have been spent scrolling the comments? Because eventually.
Yeah. Somebody will say it. Yes.
Yes. And you don't want to be the guy to ask, but you don't have to worry about that because millions of people ask, what happened? Does anybody know what happened? And eventually somebody will be like, sounds like, or here's what's going on. Like, but sometimes you don't get that. I've done my
share of scrolling, not just skaters, but yeah, you usually can find somewhere. Right.
Give me a little heads up, you know, just a little, or the Instagram should have a thing that's just like a little marker that goes in the corner, like a red C with a circle around it. Not copyright, but like, you know, do use a different font. Right. Cancer. Then you know it's cancer.
Right, the big C. You know,
or OD. Black OD with a line through it or something, you know?
Or write the word Sackler on there so we can remember to hate that piece of shit family.
Right. That's a good call. Yes, absolutely. That's a good one too.
Death by Sackler. So
I would say 30... and below, I would say the under on 31 is probably the sticker thing. And then, because you do see this too, where it's like, you know, cousin Ted, 1971 to 2006. And it's like, and then like one of the O's of the 2006 is peeled off. And it's like, well, dude, I mean, I get, hey, look.
Yeah, wear and tear.
Right. You no longer have a payment on the car. Right.
It's killing him twice.
Get out the putty knife and let's go ahead. No one's going to blame you. You still remember Uncle Ted. But
doesn't mean you don't love Uncle Ted.
Yeah. Just scrape it right off there.
It was his time.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. Okay, dude, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what's happening in the world of sports?
A recent preseason Rams football game, a woman named Jess Escobar Miller was identified as the Ursula the Sea Witch woman who threw the cup that started the brawl at the Rams preseason game with a guy in an Aaron Donald jersey. My question is, who's getting this worked up over preseason football?
I know. Look, who's even at preseason football? It's not like they charge you the same amount to go to the preseason games, and there's not even a one NFL player in the whole game.
I took my son maybe, let's say, 5 years ago. And because somebody had Jet season tickets and they're like, well, I'm not going to this preseason game. So for me,
for a kid,
I don't know, 15-minute drive. And I was like, all right, this is the best way. I'll take a kid who doesn't even really know what's going on. And we went for like half. But yeah, you're not even seeing a real hodgepodge of guys who are mostly either fighting to make the team or just fighting not to get injured if they're already on the team.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so weird. And these people were, I mean, so you go to get, so these people clearly were drunk because why would you be that ornery? And so they're getting drunk on what, $15 beers or whatever it is?
Yeah. Yep.
17. Like, yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. And it looked like things had kind of calmed down from what I saw. And then this woman.
Yeah. Ursula. She talked a lot.
Right. She doesn't have to fight anybody. What does she care? You know, she's not the one that's going to take hands in this. So she tossed a full, and look,
soda.
Jess. Yeah, it was a soda. And it was, look, this woman clearly drinks too much soda. Just, I think we identified the problem. Like, she had a 48-ounce soda going.
Yeah,
like,
she's not going to throw hands, but she's going to fight the beatus pretty soon.
Yeah, who needs that much Coke? I mean, that's just a massive, massive amount of sugar there. She tossed it right into the mix, and she kind of half-asses it. Like, if you're going to toss it, like, really wing it,
yeah,
she kind of just
purpose.
Like, yeah, she kind of like flips it up into the group.
She was real proud of herself.
She was. She smiled at the camera and shit.
I'm glad that she's fucked with this. Yeah. You know, she'll get in trouble. But the dude in the Aaron Donald jersey, I saw a different clip from above, and he was just such a unbelievable asshole, deserving of getting beaten.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that there were some people who weren't part of the fight were taunting, like the guy who was filming from above. And he's like, all right, DJ Khaled. Yeah, oh, that's it, DJ Khaled. Yeah, like, he's all funny. Fired up.
That's kind of funny. Yeah, I mean, it's like, what are you so mad about in the first place? Like, what are you fighting about?
They were seemingly all Rams fans, so at least it wasn't a stupid sports bet. But somebody probably did something stupid because they were drunk.
Yeah.
On super expensive beers.
Yeah. One time I took my son to the to like a Dodger playoff game, like division series. I think they were playing the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
And I like to, you know, I usually buy tickets in the loge. I'm not going to go upper reserved, you know, I'll splurge a little bit and I'll go loge maybe down the line a little bit. But what I will do is at some point we'll walk down and we'll go behind the, you know, we'll just stand in the concourse behind the plate and watch half an inning or an inning. Right. And you go down there, and, you know, this tensions run high and there's lots of fights and dudes are getting pulled out and thrown out. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, that dude's ticket costs like $600.
Yeah. For playoffs. I guess the one thing I'll say is preseason, who gives a shit if you get tossed from the game?
Right.
But yeah, playoffs.
This is the high end. Like, this is, you know, if I'm looking at the spot where the guys get where they get to go down and like do the buffet, like down underneath, you know, where they have a server come to their seat and they're fighting people. Like, Clayton Kershaw can hear you yelling at people. You're so close to him.
That's insane.
You're starting a fight. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it's alcohol, right?
Yeah. It's gotta be booze
and testosterone.
Yeah.
And Coca-Cola. Yeah.
our good friend J.R. Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is retired from the NBA, but he is enrolled at North Carolina A&T so he can be on their college golf team.
I mean, yes. He probably doesn't have eligibility left. How does that work?
Well, now that you're allowed to be paid.
Right. But he already went to college, right? But he might have.
No, he went straight from high school to the NBA.
Oh, okay.
He was one of the last before they made you do a one and done.
Yeah.
From Freehold, New Jersey. I remember he was like, I don't know, middle first round to the Nuggets.
Yeah. They should let him. I mean, he must be a decent golfer.
Can you imagine him trying to give the pipe out in college?
I mean,
a college kid competing with J.R. Smith.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no. But the problem is, I don't think there's college golf groupies, but maybe there will be.
There will be if J.R. Smith's part of it.
Yeah, if he's coming and, you know, playing your local Muni with his team.
Oh, my goodness.
North Carolina A&T.
Listen, I mean, you definitely know I'm not a fan of golf. I will be watching college golf if J.R. Smith is playing.
Of course. I'll just quote the greatest text message / DM exchange in all time.
Ever.
I'm going to your game tonight. Dope. Smiley face emoji. Oh, really? Oh, really what? Smiley foot, the smirk emoji. Followed by the greatest response
in the
history of sexting. You trying to get the pipe?
My goodness. It'll never get better than that.
0 to 60. Like, not even, like, all the only three words before that he had typed were dope and oh, really. Dope, oh, really, you trying to get the pipe.
He used to be such a good Instagram follow. Then the league talked to him, and it just became pictures of him golfing and of his, like, daughter.
Yeah, boring.
Sucks.
Boring. But now he's not in the league. So what? But he's, you know, he's not trying to get kicked off the golf team.
North Carolina A&T.
Right. Good for him.
Jay Cutler announced on Twitter he was dropped by Uber Eats for an ad campaign over his anti-mask views.
Interesting. Like, who's hiring him?
That was my first question. He as a player was very unlikable. He was not a beloved player, even when he probably made a couple Pro Bowls.
Yeah, he's got that resting bitch face.
Yeah, nobody liked him.
He's not. He cannot have a high TVQ. Like Peyton Manning. He does every commercial because he's great. You don't see Tom Brady in too many commercials. He'll do like print work, and he is in commercials, but he's
but
not
even
like
if
really.
He was, yeah, I see that a lot of people like him, but people do not like.
It's true,
Jay Cutler.
It's true,
and retired Jay Cutler. Who even thinks worse about him?
Yeah,
but yet he's an anti-masker, so he caused. Right. I mean, what was Uber Eats doing? Hi, I'm Jay Cutler, and when I'm being ignored, I order Uber Eats.
Right. Also, who uses Uber Eats?
I mean, that's
me either. That's well down the list. Like, you got Postmates, you got DoorDash.
Seamless, is that?
Maybe.
I don't use any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't use any of them, but I've heard of the other ones way more than Uber Eats.
Yeah, Uber Eats. I mean, this could be the problem. Like, their marketing strategy is suspect that you're hiring Jay Cutler, who was despised by the fans of the team he played the majority of his career with.
Yeah, that's what, like, I'm saying. Nobody liked him when he played.
Yeah, he retired, and people were like, good. See you later. You know?
Hated.
No thanks.
Yeah, I don't. I wonder if that was like when the guy who was never going to get the hot chick's like, oh, I'm not interested in her.
Right. Yeah. You know, like, yeah.
Did he really have a commercial deal on the line?
No, definitely not. This is Uber Eats is just like trying to get a little shine off it. You know, they were probably like thinking of hiring somebody, and then they heard Jay Cutler was an anti-masker, so they're like, oh, well, let's pretend like we were going to hire him, and now we won't. So then we look woke, and also people know that Uber also delivers food, because no one even knew that before.
Kaylee Cuoco offered to buy the horse punched by the German coach at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah. She's so rich.
It's crazy how rich these people are.
Yeah.
And I really haven't seen a minute of that show.
Is it
still going?
Yes. I have no idea.
No, you know what it is? It's the Young Sheldon. I think that's part of
it. That's a spinoff of it.
Oh.
I did see the, like, several years in a row, the guy on that show that plays, like, the over-the-top gay guy.
Jim Parsons.
Yeah, he would win the Emmy every year, and then he would come up on stage, and he just is an over-the-top gay guy, and you're like, oh, so he's not even acting. Like, why are they giving him an award? Seems like the same dude in the show that he is accepting this award. Like,
yeah, what's the... Julia Louis-Dreyfus would win every year for Veep,
Right.
She's and acting. He was winning
tits for, off. Yeah.
In the the nerd show. I don't know. I just it just it's weird when something you know is it was like the number one comedy every year. But mainly I know these facts because it would be on the commercials would be nonstop during the AFC football games.
Yeah. Yep. No, right? I saw CBS. I've never seen 1 minute of that show.
Minute of that show. None of that. Like any CBS show. I haven't. I'm thinking like nothing. Nothing. Like I would watch Letterman when he was on CBS. But like I don't think I've ever seen any of the sitcoms or dramas.
And they're all the highest rated shows. The CSIs,
it's old, right?
It's old. What's the one with Navy detectives
NCIS.
Or something?
NCIS. Yes. NCIS. Yes.
With Mr. Shoop. It's been the number one show on TV for like 10 years. And he makes like $30 million a year for doing it.
It's crazy. Just never seen any of them.
No, this is like, did we talk about this on the show? How I was sad that.
It's
she was really sexy.
Yeah. Oh, Bello.
Maria Bello. I was like, oh man, so sad. She's like, you know, it's like you hit a certain age, you can't get work anymore. And then I checked her IMDb and she's been on fucking NCIS New Orleans for like 11 years.
And she's made like, the money.
Yeah, she's so rich now. I'm like, okay, good for her.
Good for her.
Never mind. Well, I hope she gets that horse. Yeah. That horse took one from that German coach and she's got all
and
the
I
money.
I love that horse. Just for what was the name of it? Oh, I forget the name.
Saint Boy.
Just refused to jump. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck. He was over jumping. But the thing is, Kaylee Cuoco was going to hire, like, she jumps horses. So he's going to be jumping for her.
Oh, she jumps horses? I thought she just had a big old yard and she's going to let it frolic.
No.
So she's going to be whipping it too.
Yeah, she does that shit that they do, just not at the Olympic level. So it's probably not such a big deal that she's going to be punching it.
So Saint Boy is going to get whipped by somebody new.
Likely.
I thought this was like a nice moment. He's going out to pasture and he'll be able to frolic.
She probably doesn't whip, you know, she probably just encourages, but I know there is
so how
like
do they encourage horses to jump without whipping them.
Yeah. Well, you dig the heels in.
Cool.
I've been around people that ride horses.
I know.
You dig the heels in and then also you do that thing where you pull their mouth a little bit with that bit, which they hate.
Oh yeah. Sorry. So when I said whip, I was more that was a general term for making the horse uncomfortable to do things you want it to do. Yeah.
And sometimes they'll be like, oh no, they like it. They to go out there and jump and stuff. And I'm like,
We heard that line when the weirdo would be like, oh no, they like when I put peanut butter on my balls.
Right. Yeah. Like, how do you know they like don't? It. How do you know they, peanut butter does taste good. And so does my cum, apparently.
Bosco loves it. He can't get enough of it.
Well, good for them. Good for Saint Boy.
Yeah. The Everton soccer team showed a montage of fans lost during the pandemic at their first game of the season. One of those pictures was of Anne Frank.
Oh, come on. That's like, that's not even a modern picture.
Right. It was the black and white picture you know of Anne Frank.
Yes, it's there's the one picture.
It's on the cover of Diary of a Young Girl. It's the picture you know.
Yes. And, I do like the one fact that you point out about the year Anne Frank was born.
Oh, it's the craziest.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King, Anne Frank, and Barbara Walters, same year.
Born. Yeah, all born. Like Anne Frank easily could still be alive right now.
Crazy.
Had not had those, you know. Had they not found her up there?
Jim Edmonds, former Angel.
Yeah.
He got engaged to the former threesome partner he shared with his ex-wife.
I mean, this is why you don't do that.
Right. This is the end that always is going to happen.
Right. This is, you don't like, if your husband is really in to having that where he's like, hey, let's see if, you know, the nanny seems cool.
Yeah.
You know, like she's...
I think she doesn't want to be attached. I think she just wants to have fun with us.
Yeah, she wants to sow her oats. I see her looking at you, babe. Like, let's see if she wants to go in the hot tub.
Can you do me a favor? What you know, while we're in it, can you just go over there and turn off the lights? Can you, you know, I'm getting thirsty. Can you grab water when we're done?
Would you mind? Would you mind getting some
it's
water?
It's fine.
You know what? We're getting low on lube. Would you? I actually bought some, but left it in
somewhere
the garage.
Somewhere in the garage. It's in the garage.
Don't, like, I know the light doesn't work that good out there right now, but just feel around. It's in, like, around my workbench somewhere. Just take your time.
It's in there. It's in there. Take your time. Jim Edmonds. We'll be here. We'll be waiting for you when you come back.
Jim Edmonds is one of those guys that he just, he looks real stupid. Like, you just look at him and you go, oh, that guy's real dumb. He just looked like he's got that. It's kind of like Jay Cutler.
Jeff Francoeur kind of.
Yes. Got that look on his face where you're like, ooh, not a lot of brains in that. He still does have one of the greatest catches I ever saw where he was running towards with his back to home plate, running
the
towards
Willie
the outfield. Yes. Kinda, and he,
he
dove and caught it over the back of his head still. And I would argue no smart person could ever do that. You'd have to be kind of dumb to have that kind of instinct to be able to make a catch like that. So, and you know, hey, look, good for him. You know, it's, I would argue maybe not a great idea to get married again. I know you did pretty well in the game. You did, you know, we're on the Cardinals for a while.
And I would say good for the wife. She certainly got paid.
She's, I think she's on to somebody else now. They live around here. Let me, what do we want to go with on Jim Edmonds' career earnings?
Let's say he played a dozen years, right?
For a guy that say that's pretty close, yeah.
I'm going to say he made 80 to $85 million.
That's a pretty good guess. I'm going to say 98 million. I feel like he got one big deal with the Cardinals. He's got some pretty lofty career numbers.
Yeah.
Nearly 400 home runs career, 393 home runs.
Wow.
Career OPS 903.
Woo.
Yeah. 527 career slugging percentage. I mean, the guy, 1,199 RBI. Let's see here. Played from 93. Oh, my God, this Chromebook. I don't know how people deal with these non-Apple products. It's just played from 93 to 2010.
So, I mean, between 93 and 2000, not a lot of earnings, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, where is, yeah, that's, well, see here, here's baseball's real dumb. Because they kind of got the players by the balls, because you can't become an unrestricted free agent until you're about to decline. So usually you're about 28.
Yeah. So I was trying to explain to my son, yeah, the Orioles have been just a dumpster fire for 5 years.
Yeah.
But they got this number one pick, the catcher out of Oregon State, like a couple years ago.
Yeah,
like they won the College World Series. He was the star. They got him, and he's like, "Why isn't he in the majors yet? Like, isn't he good?" Yeah. And I was like, "No, he's killing it in the minors."
Yeah.
But what they're trying to do is align it to their rebuild, and hey, now we're going to finally go for it. And so they're not even going to let him get into the majors. He's just sitting there killing AAA until like partially through next year, so they can control one additional year.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's what they do. That's what they do. And it's a lot of guys, you know, that's why they try to get their like, because they bring them up a little bit and they go, but the agent will be like, well, that's a year's service. And they'll be like, no, it's not.
It's
still a rookie.
Games.
Yeah. Right. I can't. Here, Wikipedia might have it, because this Android machine won't stay on.
Oh, I didn't realize that there was.
I know.
It's the bottom of Baseball Reference. Let's see.
I know. I can't scroll down there. Okay. Tell us.
He made. Wow. Well, I came pretty close to nailing it.
Yeah.
86,422,907.
Wow. You did nail it.
So 93 through 96, like 109, 117.
Yeah.
Then he made 2, 3, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 9, 8, and then 850 grand for the Brewers in 2010.
Yeah, tried to make a comeback. Well, hopefully he didn't give it all away to those first couple wives. He's got a little bit left for the third wife and the rest of his life. What else is going on?
Now I clicked off of that. The Olympics have to replace a Japanese athlete's gold medal after her town's mayor took a bite of it and dented it.
Yeah.
What?
The biting of the medal.
What is that?
What is that? Also, gold medal. Gold is a very soft medal.
Right. So, like, that's like a, is that a prospector move? Like, oh, I found gold and I can bite into it. But why?
That's how you know it's real?
Yeah, like, but you got the gold medal in the Olympics. What's the mayor doing chomping at it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I let anybody handle my gold medal.
No, that's mine. You know, like, but on top of it, look, if don't the touch. the photographers are like, bite your medal. Like, because I remember somebody telling me that the photographers asked for you to do that. No.
No. No.
I'd the medal's like, nope. for wearing around my neck, not for biting.
Yeah. It makes me uncomfortable. And also, I recently broke a canine tooth.
Oh, not good.
It was like, well, I had like a veneer on it.
Okay.
And I broke so that. Yeah. So that broke off. So now I got to get it replaced. But every time I see somebody bite in to a metal like that, it makes me like, it's like fingernails on the chalkboard. Yeah. Kind of makes me uncomfortable. I hate it.
Yeah. I hate seeing it. It's really,
I
hate it.
Yeah. I agree.
Especially some fucking mayor. You're lucky enough to be near me. Yeah. I'm the star here. You don't get to chomp my medal.
Yeah, and like a mayor.
And a mayor in America will find a way to use government funds, but I saw Japan's not fucking around. They're like, yeah, he's getting docked. His salary's getting docked for the new medal.
Ed, he's brought shame to his prefecture. Like the village.
He's lucky he wasn't told to get out the knife.
His children are probably embarrassed to go to school now. I'm stunned that he's not taking larger measures.
He might have to do a Ronin situation.
Yes, exactly. Seppuku.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what's going on in non-sports?
RIP to 80s and 90s porn star Victoria Paris. Nope. The Girls of Double D7 star won the 1990 AVN Best New Starlet Award. She was 60.
Whoa, hold on.
I feel like I recognized her.
I have to Google this. Be the judge of this right here. Oh, Victoria Paris. Oh, she kind of looks like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, she was, I mean, it's tough to know if I've seen her or everybody had that look in like the early 90s.
Yeah, there was definitely a look.
When I first started watching porn in the early 90s.
Yes. Yeah, there definitely was a look that they have with the blonde hair, the large breasts. Do we know what took her?
Porn stars are like professional wrestlers. Like 60. Yeah, if you cut her leg off, you could count the rings and it would be like 300.
Right. That's true. You know? They also play it fast and loose with the age.
Sure.
So she could have been like 67. Who knows?
Right. Also, RIP to Sonny Wells. Bill Cosby accuser said he raped her a couple of times on the set of I Spy. She was 72.
That was in her I Spy. That was in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the statute of limitations ran out, but, you know, she was definitely one of the women who was like, oh, yeah, he raped me too.
Yeah. But it was back then, it was like, oh, well, it's just boys. What were you doing leaving yourself alone with him? You should have known better. You know how guys are. They'll rape you.
Right.
It was totally normal. Yeah.
This is a sad update. Johnny Depp. Hollywood has boycotted me.
That's why he was suing to clear his name, because this Amber Heard and Jim Edmonds could learn something from this. Like, you get involved with these young crazy broads and could ruin your reputation. Now this guy,
you know, all I have is my name. It's all
Johnny
I have.
Depp. That's true.
You know what I don't Johnny have? Depp. A relationship with the kid who played Augustus Gloop in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Right. He's ignoring me. I've been boycotted by the whole cast.
Well, were you trying to stay in touch with them? Were like
I mean, I reached Mike out TV? First, of course. I reached out to Doug Penhall and Harry Aoki, and you know, they were no shows. You know, I thought for sure Peter DeLuise would talk to me. Aoki, he was always a wild card. It reminds me of an episode. I was playing it hard and fast and loose with the rules, and I got put on suspension. But by the end of the episode, they were all talking to me again.
Well, that's every episode.
But they're not doing that now. I mean, I reached out to all my former co-stars. Like, I went on to the, you know, the call list for Sweeney Todd, and I keep calling my co-star Alan Rickman, and he hasn't answered one of my calls.
No, Johnny, he's passed away.
Likely story.
No, he died. He died a couple years ago. It was very sad.
I was on the Nick of Time. I tried Christopher Walken.
Yeah, well,
nothing from him. He's a huge
weirdo. Yeah.
Slim Pickens. I mean, I haven't done it yet, but I may have to call. The visiting guest stars of 21 Jump Street.
Oh no!
You know the extras, like the high school kids. Greco. I mean, come on. I'm not that desperate. I saw that video of him at the airport.
Right. Well, also, I mean, you did allow one time on the show that you and Greco accidentally made eye contact one time during a spit roast, and things were not the same after that.
There was an unfortunate spit roast incident, but not unlike the time that on the set of Benny and June, Aidan Quinn and I also had a bit of a spit roast action. It was delightful.
Wow, Aidan Quinn, believable.
We found a stunt double that looked like Mary Stuart Masterson, and
interesting. Yeah, and we got to work. Is there any concern? I know we talked before on the show about, you know, you were having some money problems. You were having to take hard money loans against your future earnings often to make your monthly nut. You were spending something like $2 to $3 million a month on just living. Have you had to curb your spending habits at all?
Well, here's after the what's thing. Gone on. You know, a wise man once said to me, and that wise man was John Waters on the set of Crybaby. He said, you have to spend money to make money. And so, no, I'm going to keep buying $40,000 bottles of wine because I'm hoping at the bottom of one of those bottles of vino, life will become Kino.
Yes. Okay. Well, Johnny, good luck to you. Hope everything works out for you, and just, you know, find that next job. Hopefully they let Tim Burton direct something again, because that's usually what you're in.
If you hear from Alan Rickman, tell him I've been calling.
Yes. I'll look out for him. Ed Daly rejoins us. Ed, what else is going on?
I mean, this is concerning. You got to like a concerned citizen for reaching out. Well, a concerned Utah citizen has called for his governor, Spencer Cox, to change his obscene last name. Now, what is he supposed to say to his children? I mean,
COX is not. I mean, there's a lot of freaks in Utah. You know, there's a lot of
In the letter, it says, when people say your surname, it sounds like the word cock. I will not stand for it.
He won't? Well, I mean, it is the word cock.
Because of your reluctance to change your foul, dirty, and obscene surname, myself and thousands of other Utahns,
San Diegans,
will be sitting in protest, not standing, until you change your heinous surname to something less offensive.
Is this like those two guys that go to the city council meetings and ask for statues of Paul Walker?
Yeah,
to be put up. Yeah.
So I'm seeing this article. They're saying this is a joke, right? And Spencer Cox says, my constituent affairs director, the guy that sees all the letters and phone calls, thinks it's very serious.
Yeah.
And what is also funny is this guy, Spencer Cox, looks like a penis. He's got that Paul Schaefer look.
Yeah. He also has, I mean, that definitely is he does sound like a twink porn star. Like
Yes.
You wouldn't think Governor Spencer Cox sounds like a guy that's doing spit roasting vids on, yeah, you know,
poppers.
on some gay website. It doesn't really sound like a governor's name. It doesn't sound very authoritative. So I don't know, like Spencer. Oops, how are we going to who's going to elect a fucking Spencer? Like it's, you know, here's who you elect: George. Charles.
Yeah, real bland.
Yeah. Thomas. You know, you don't elect a Spencer. Like he's already maxed out. This guy's not going to be president. He should just hang it up. That's the name he should change. He should change Spencer to like Gregory.
Gregory Cox.
Yeah.
A man, this was written in an advice column. A man is troubled after learning his boyfriend hooked up with his parents.
Oh, I did see this.
That's a tough one.
That is a hard, like, not easy to kiss your lover knowing that your dad's cock has been in their mouth. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you know,
suck that's my dad with that mouth.
Yeah. and you know, and then it's guys, penis has been inside your mom.
Oh,
you know, that's tough. That's tough to recover from. That's, you know, right. What that is?
Right.
That's relationship poison.
You gotta think at some point, if he's with mom and dad, like he's been in mom while dad was doing stuff to either his butt or his balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just a lot. How can you get past that?
Yeah. No, it's, I think that's just best you break up. I don't think they're going to be coming back from that.
No. And especially like, you know, the holidays come up. What, you're going to want to bring him back around your parents? We know what they're up to.
When he's, you're like, what should we get mom as a gift? And he's like, well, she does really like a studded 8-inch. Now the silicone, but she likes the realistic silicone, not the cheap stuff. She really likes the good ones. And then need the right kind of lube. Yeah. Your dad, on the other hand, he likes numbing cream.
You should see the size of the butt plugs he uses.
Yes,
your dad is a real, he's a real stickler for those anal beads.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Just my brothers reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man. You